Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Apparently we're on. I'm not hearing any intro in there. I do apologize. Let's go right to the main studio here. Sorry about that. I wasn't getting a feed coming down here, so I was kind of working in the blind. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Welcome to, I hope you're having a safe holiday, and I hope you remember exactly why we are here celebrating Memorial Day this weekend. I know it means something different for everybody, but we all have some type of story for Memorial Day. And every year I start with this, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you this right now, because this is a personal story for me. I'm going to read you something from the American Air Museum in Great Britain. But I do this every year. I'm going to kind of condense it a little bit this year because I want to get with Mr. Alan Gottlieb. If you're watching on the live stream or if you're watching on television, you see behind me a photograph that is a B-24 Marauder going down on after it had released its weapons on Schiphol Air Base during World War II. This was the lead plane, and they were attacked by a heavily defended enemy aerodrome. Generally speaking, the lead plane made it through these type of missions. Entering this particular bombing run, heavy mobile and stationary anti-aircraft fire hit the left wing, causing a long stream of fire to sweep back from the left wing. You can see it in the air, video or the photograph if you're watching, and that spread through the entire airship. At this point in the run, it was imperative to the security of the formation as well as the success of the mission that all planes remained in close formation. Although the crew members could have easily abandoned the ship at that time, rather than jeopardize the safety of the formation and the success of the assigned task, they elected to remain at their posts and complete the mission, even at the risk of their lives. The pilot and the co-pilot, Challander Levy was his name, maneuvered the aircraft slightly below the rest of the aircraft to minimize the danger to the formation in the event the plane exploded. Imagine that. But they did it to keep straight on course with the rest of that formation. The bombardier held his bombs until over the target, although to have salvoed them would have eased the handling of the stricken aircraft. The gunners were observed briefly by other pilots to glance at the flames of their own aircraft and then unperturbed returned to their guns. Upon completion of the bombing run, the flaming aircraft went into an uncontrollable dive and exploded in midair, carrying with it the valiant crew. They were members of the 323rd B-26 group. It was a B-26 group, the B-26 Marauder. The plane that day was named Jake's Jerks. The pilot of that aircraft was Lieutenant Anthony Tony Geiser, my great uncle. So if you're watching the stream, you see the photograph behind me. That is a photograph of him going down. The visual, for those of you who are not, you can imagine what you're looking at, it with a left wing gone. They were all killed and are now interred in a crew grave in Arlington. So Memorial Day, remember why we're here. Remember the heroes. All of us have an Anthony Geiser somewhere in our family. Think about that. Think about why we're here today. Let's go over to we've got Alan Gottlieb. Let me give you the lineup real quick. Alan Gottlieb coming up, then Stephen Gutowski from the Washington Free Beacon. We're following Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon with a solid hour of Neil McCabe in hour two. And then we're going to get an encore from the May 3rd broadcast roundtable coming up in hour three. Let's go over to Mr. Alan Gottlieb quickly. Alan, welcome to the broadcast, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thank you. Happy Memorial Day to all your listeners.
All right, Sean, I'm not getting a feed, Sean, at all, please. All right, Sean, do we have Alan? How are you, Alan?
I'm fine, thank you. Mark, I can hear you.
Nothing. All right. Inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me, I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. here on the MonsterCast, Armed American Radio's MonsterCast, in front of the Lead Slinger's microphone on Easter Sunday. And it is a strange Easter Sunday. It is for my family. I'm sure it is for your family as we sat together today. And, you know, I got to thinking about this. My wife and I were talking about it with the kids. I can't recall missing an Easter Sunday Mass ever. And here I was watching Easter Sunday Mass on a computer screen, which we had projected through the magic of technology onto our big screen TV. And I got to thinking, as much as I revile some of this technology, that I was so glad that we had it and we were able to do that. So happy Easter to you and your family. I hope you are staying safe and remaining safe, not just from the virus. All right, we are back live. I don't know what's happening down there in the network. Let's go to Mr. Alan Gottlieb. Alan, how the heck are you, my friend?
I'm fine, Mark. Sorry about your technical difficulties, but I'm with you now.
Hey, Kay, that's okay. You know what? Sometimes it happens. It's live radio, and sometimes that occurs. But it looks like we've got that stream fixed. Alan, were you able to hear me in the opening segment?
Parts of it, yes, and it was cutting out a bit, but quite an amazing story, Mark, and great family history and tradition.
It really, truly is. You know, when we tell that story here on Armed American Radio every Memorial Day of my great uncle, Tony Geiser, who he was only, by the way, 23 years old in the lead formation flying that aircraft. He actually borrowed that aircraft because his was being worked on, and he promised the pilot of that aircraft that he would bring it back in good condition. And we look and see what happened there. That did not occur, but nevertheless, true American heroes and the whole crew. They were originally interred in Belgium by Germans. They were reinterred in Arlington Cemetery a number of years ago. Alan, Memorial Day weekend, how you doing? Having a good one so far?
Oh, I've been working this weekend. There's an awful lot going on, and it's more on my desk than I can deal with.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about we start with, and I know there is. That's why I thank you for taking time out of your schedule. Remember, listeners, it's Memorial Day weekend, and Alan is here on his own time on a holiday weekend giving us the information that we need as we talk about and fight for Second Amendment rights across the country. Freedom never takes a break, and I know Mr. Gottlieb knows that feeling very well. I'm going to start with a press release, Alan. CCRKBA SAF hosting free online grassroots training sessions. The Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms and the Second Amendment Foundation will co-host a free online grassroots activism summit on three consecutive evenings, each time for a separate U.S. time zone, though users can choose which session they would like to join. And it's on Zoom. Programs are going to begin airing Tuesday, May 26th Eastern Time. Wednesday, 27th, will be the Central Time Zone, and Thursday, the 28th, will be for the Pacific Time Zone. Each session begins at 7 p.m. in the respective time zone. Each program will be live with recurring material. The free program will feature Glenn Caroline, who you heard on the program just about a week ago, who recently joined the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and SAF as Director of External Affairs. He was 29 years with the NRA, primarily as the NRA's Managing Director of Grassroots Programs and Campaign Field Operations. Alan, can you tell us a little bit about these? I'm scheduled to be in these. These are open for everybody, right?
Yeah, they are. There's a few seats left, so to speak. We have over 1,150 people already pre-registered.
Wow.
And if any of your listeners would like to get involved in it and join us, they're welcome, of course, and it is free. They just go to saf.org and look under news releases, and they'll see a news release about it. And in that news release will be three things. You can choose which one episode you want to click on to, for which night you want to participate. And that goes right to Zoom, and then Zoom will send you the invitation information to be able to log in and be part of it. And again, we've already got over 1,150 gun rights activists registered.
Wow.
To participate in it. So it's already a giant success. I'm really, really excited about it. We were hoping to have 600, and we have 1,150. That shows us just exactly how plugged in and in tune the gun rights movement is right now in activism and wanting to get involved in this election cycle on getting involved and making sure that our gun rights are intact.
It certainly does. That's a great place to stop. That also sounds, we're getting ready to take our first break. We'll make sure we've got our technical issues taken care of, which I'm sure we already do. But nonetheless, we'll double check that for you. Alan Gottlieb will be returning with me for the next segment as well. Then Stephen Gutowski will be joining me. We've got a lot to cover with Alan in a very short span of time. But if you want, you can visit during the break. As long as you're not driving, please, saf.org and pre-register for these. huge amount of people already. It's going to be a lot bigger by the time they take off. We'll be back right after this with Alan Gottlieb. I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bursa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bursa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bursa. Bursa.com. BERSA.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Indeed, now that we've got these boards talking to each other, let me welcome you inside from any number of radio stations that you're listening to across the country, over 250 stations. Great to be here with you today. If you're watching on the Facebook live stream, great to have you here. Many of you are, and you got to hear that raw stream feed as that was happening. If you're watching on Facebook Live, go over and check it out. Make sure to like and share it. And if you are watching us on television in the Northern California market or Reno, Nevada, great to be in your living room with you. Let's get right back to it. We've got one segment left with Mr. Gottlieb, and we're going to move quickly. Alan, welcome back to the program, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thank you.
Did you want to put an exclamation point on the grassroots activism seminars before I take you in a couple different directions?
Well, they're really important in this election cycle with everything going on across the country, and it's going to focus initially on what we can do in this, you know, coronavirus atmosphere when many of us are stuck at home and can't do the normal things we're doing on defending our gun rights right now, and it's extremely important. So it's really going to be a great activism session. Again, saf.org for the information. Look under news releases and catch the release, and then you click on which session you'd like to log on to and get the invitation from Zoom to participate.
And I also want to mention, too, Alan, that you'll be involved in the seminar. Andrew Gottlieb,
yes.
Your son will be involved. And one other, who else besides Glenn?
Just the three of us.
Just the three of you. Okay, that's a formidable trio, folks. I'm telling you right now, you don't want to miss this. Make sure to go and pre-register. Doesn't cost you a thing, and jump in with us. Alan, it's very reminiscent of the GRPC this year when we expected 700 and had nearly 1,200. It's crazy. Okay, let's go on.
By the way, Mark, real quick, the session only lasts an hour, so it's not a whole lot of time for people to give up to participate, but it's really important.
It is. It's 1 hour, folks. And listen, this is some of the most important work you can do. You will learn a ton about how to go out there and take it to the streets as we come up on this election. Please take the opportunity to do this. Okay, Alan, the legal victories. First off, tell us about some of our victories before I ask you about the Supreme Court.
Well, with the coronavirus and shutdowns of gun stores, gun ranges, giving out gun permits, to purchase gun permits to carry, we filed 11 different lawsuits in the last few months, and a couple of them are against multiple jurisdictions, so it's a lot more than 11 defendants. Mm-hmm. But what's really great is 9 of those 11, we've actually either won or shut down the attempts to close gun stores and not allow us to exercise our Second Amendment rights to buy guns and ammunition, which is an unbelievable percentage win, and 9 out of 11. And there's still a couple of them that are out there in California, Northern California and Southern California, that we hopefully we're going to get some information on in the next week and progress on that. But 9 of 11 victories is quite amazing.
Not only is it amazing, it's huge. It's, listener, I don't know how to paint that any differently than gigantic, because these cases matter going forward. If something, the whole objective here, Alan, correct me if I'm wrong, is to see to it that these things never, ever, ever happen again. Even if the situation's been rectified, these cases will be ongoing to make sure that no one can do this again in any future pandemic or whatever the Dems can muster up, correct?
Correct. And, of course, our biggest victory was in the state of Massachusetts, rolling back their closure of gun stores, gun ranges. And that was a big, big victory in a very, you know, blue state where the courts aren't usually on our side. We won a very large victory in Massachusetts. These cases, some of the case law we're creating here will be out there in the future to protect gun rights forever.
You better believe it. And listeners, just so you know, my wife did, since we spoke last, had to go back to the probate court, did get her fingerprints fixed, and is expecting the Georgia weapons license at any moment. It only takes about 7 to 10 days here. But we'll see how backed up they were for the past month and a half that he was not issuing permits in the probate court. For those of you who don't know, very quickly, my wife is one of the plaintiffs in a suit filed by the Second Amendment Foundation because she was unable to get her GWL. So we'll keep you posted on that. All right, Alan, I'm getting a ton of questions. People are antsy. They're anxious. I was talking with Rob Pincus about this live on some live streams last week. He's anxious. Everybody thinks the Supreme Court is punting because they keep moving the conferences down the field each week. We had a third conference on Thursday. Explain what's happening here for us.
Well, it's not really punting at this point. When punting would be to dismiss the cases and not hear them. And that's not the case. They're still on their agenda. And the cert petitions have been granted, but they have not been denied. And, of course, as you know, there were 10 sitting in front of the Supreme Court. Now there's only 9 because one of them was a restoration case and the person got his rights restored. So there's 9 still sitting before the Supreme Court, 5 of which are Second Amendment Foundation cases directly, 2 of which the foundation has amicus briefs filed on their behalf. So we're engaged in 7 of the 9. And we're convinced the court's going to hear at least one case. We hope maybe 3, and hold the others until they make decisions in what they do choose to hear, because the impact in any one case could impact all of them anyway. And I'm convinced they're going to hear it. The problem is that the court's moving a little slow with the, you know, coronavirus and them not having a normal calendar and the way they do things. And at this juncture, my feeling would be is they would hear these cases, a case at least in the October term, and have probably not a decision made and rendered until after the November election. But by the end of the year, we will have a gun rights case, and I believe a victory.
Alan, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was talking about in reporting last week on something I read about we might not get a ruling come down until next June. Could that be?
It sometimes it could take that long. I think it's going to be after the election, no matter what. It could be as long as June. The Supreme Court, you know, there's usually a long time frame sometimes on some of these cases, particularly if there's a, you know, heavy dissent opinion being written, and I'm assuming some of the liberal judges will be writing a dissent opinion, and that takes time and moves the calendar back a bit.
What is your best guess? And listener, please, I'm asking Alan for a guess. None of us know, but your best educated guess on which case, if they only take one, you think they might take, has the best shot, I should say.
I really can't say what has the best shot. I can argue that best shot on a lot of the cases. The man's case about, you know, buying a handgun across state lines, you not being a resident of the state, because now the instant check is the same instant check all over the country, I think is a really good one. The Pena case out of California doing micro-stamping and the handgun roster is a really good one. There are 3 at least great carry cases before the court, so I think there's a good chance they'd take a carry case. There's also an assault and ban case, which is probably a little bit harder, I think, for them to take in the current environment we're in, but could very well take it. So there's a Floyd card challenge to the Floyd card in Illinois. Any one of them or all of them could be taken. I can't say one has an inside track, Mark, but it doesn't really matter, because we're really looking for 2 things. We want the court to put a stamp on what level of review must take place. We'd like scrutiny on Second Amendment issues, just like the First Amendment, and we need the court to say that, the lower court judges stop thumbing their nose at the Second Amendment. And the other thing we really would like is the court to actually say that the Second Amendment doesn't stop at your front door.
Bingo.
Not just about a gun in your home.
But it's outside.
No matter what.
Alan, thank you for being here. Thank you very, very much. My best guess is going to be they're going to take a carry case, and I hope I'm right. I know Alan knows a little bit more about it than me, but I'll tell you what. If we're both right, we're going to see a carry case. I think Thomas wants that case, too. Alan Gottlieb, founder, Second Amendment Foundation. Thank you, sir. We'll be back right after this with Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios with me for the continuation of the Monster Cast. This segment of Armed American Radio is being proudly sponsored by GetSupply.com. The perfect shave is closer than you think. Believe me, I know. Say hello to the last razor you'll ever buy. I did. I'll explain that in just a second. Welcome back to the show. Back inside the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Monster Cast Studios on this Lead Slingers microphone. Brad Primo and Justin Moon giving them the night off. AWR Hawkins taking the night off, enjoying the weekends with their families. We're going to run an encore presentation of an epic, epic, epic roundtable from the 3rd of May in the third hour today. In the second hour coming up after this hour, Neil McCabe for one solid hour. He says, I don't want to take a night off. I want to be on Armed American Radio. So we're giving him the second hour. Very quickly, before I move forward, I've got to tell you something. The MyPillows, it's not just pillows over there. You guys are killing it. I cannot thank you enough from the bottom of my heart. They've asked me to thank you. We have had record weeks with them. I mean, to tell you, support for the people that are supporting your right to bear arms is in record territory over there, and they are thrilled. Mike Lindell himself asked me to mention that to you just last week. You know, those folks are under pressure. CEOs are under a lot of pressure to support gun control, and he refuses. And my God, you guys are just stepping up, and thank you so much. It means a lot to us. It means a lot. Everybody wins in that situation. We all get a great product, whether it's one of their pet beds or set of towels or sheets or pillows, whatever it is. Just use the promo code AAR, and it helps keep this program on the airwaves. You get a great product, and Mike Lindell making all these great American products right here in the United States. 1280 AM, The Patriot. Listeners up in Minnesota, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And our newest partner, Pulse TV. Like, I love certain things. Like, I love cafeteria food ever since I was a kid. I love cafeteria food. I just always have the meatloaf, the gravy, ever since I was a kid. I even loved high school cafeteria food. I love buying late night knick-knack things on TV, like boxes of knives that I don't need. And Sofia Vergara selling me, you know, the Ninja coffee maker at 3 a.m. Well, because, you know, Sofia Vergara at 3 a.m, right? And Pulse TV, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of products over there. They want to support us. They're based out of Chicago. They love our message. They've created a shop page for us at a shop AAR, Pulse TV, PULSETV.com/armed, A-R-M-E-D. thousands of knickknacks and all kinds of cool stuff over there. Just go there. Have fun. They're giving us the opportunity to have fun together. Let's move over to my good friend Stephen Gutowski from the Washington Free Beacon, who also is taking time out of his holiday weekend to join here and keep us up to speed with what's going on. Stephen, how the heck are you, my friend?
Hey, Mark, I'm doing really well.
Hey, I want to thank you for the sandwich ideas you've been putting out on Instagram, bro.
I saw the one you made this morning. It looks quite nice.
But it came from you. I mean, let's get real. Let's have some fun. It's Memorial Day weekend. Stephen Gutowski is visiting a farm, family farm up in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
And there's a staple food up in Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania Dutch and the German Pennsylvania Dutch have been making this for eons. What is it, Stephen? Tell us.
Yeah, it's a Pennsylvania delight called Scrapple.
Yeah, baby.
Now, the name is kind of self-explanatory. It's pork scraps, I guess. It's kind of like the hot dog of breakfast meats. They form it into this brick. You buy it at the grocery store. You can actually get it. I got it down here in Virginia. You got it in Georgia. So, I mean, you can get it all over the place. It's from Pennsylvania. But you take the block, you slice it into thin slices, you fry it in a pan until it's crisp on both sides. Yeah. And then you put it on. I've been putting it on a bagel with, a little mini omelet with cheese and then some ketchup on top. Some people use maple syrup. It's a fantastic breakfast meat. I can't really talk it up enough. In fact, my Twitter feed, my Instagram feed now are mostly Scrapple content. So anyone who wants more.
Stephen has moved from 2A to Scrapple stuff over here. Let me tell you. I spent time living in Pennsylvania twice with two different companies, one when I first got out of college. And my grandparents lived in Ohio and ate Scrapple, and also something very similar, and I mentioned it to you, Getta. If you live in Cincinnati and you're listening to the program, you know what Getta is. It's like rolled oats and sausage. It's also a German type of sausage patty that they cook with eggs. It's very popular in eastern or western Pennsylvania and, of course, southern Ohio, particularly Cincinnati, where it's from. But, yeah, Stephen's been putting these posts up. And I said, you know what? Because I used to love Scrapple eggs and hash browns at a local diner in Phoenixville just outside Valley Forge where I used to live. And I
hadn't heard of that.
Oh, my gosh, Stephen, I hadn't thought about that in years until I saw your post. So you know what I did? I got on the phone with him, and I said, I've got to have it. And I took off, and lo and behold, Kroger's has Scrapple. And later that next morning, I was eating what you made, and thank you so much. It just, you took me down memory lane, and wow, that sandwich was great this morning. So, okay, all right, let's talk a little bit about, I want to mention your column that came out just yesterday. And if it's okay, Stephen, I'm going to take just a couple minutes to read a part of it. Is that all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
This was from Stephen Gutowski at Free Beak, and I highly recommend you read this because most of us know somebody in this position. First-time gun buyers explain how coronavirus changed their politics. Scott Cain went 38 years without ever touching a gun. That streak would have continued had it not been for the coronavirus in March. Fearful of the harassment his wife and child experienced over their Asian ancestry, Cain found himself in a California gun shop. His March 11th purchase of a 9mm would have been the end of the story were it not for a political standoff over shutdown orders and background checks. Now Cain, a former supporter of gun control measures and AR-15 bans, is frustrated by the arduous process that has denied his family a sense of security. The pandemic has made the soft-spoken software engineer an unlikely Second Amendment supporter. And I quote him now, "This has taken me, a law-abiding citizen with nary an unpaid parking ticket to my name, over a month," he told the Washington Free Beacon. He's talking about the process in California. Meanwhile, Joe Bad Guy has probably purchased several fully automatic AK-47s out of the back of some El Camino in a shady part of town with zero background checks. Stephen, that resonates with a lot of people. Thanks for writing that. How did you hook up with this guy?
Well, this is, I guess, the third in a series of pieces I've been doing on first-time gun owners and sort of what made them want to buy a gun at this, during this emergency, and how it's changed their worldview. And so, I reached out asking for people to send me, ask for people who are willing to talk to me about their first-time purchase. I verified, they sent me their receipts. Not all of them were able to talk, and share their names. In fact, Scott, Kane initially did not want to share his full name because he works in California. He works in the tech industry there. And, you know, he was fearful of backlash because, you know, it's a very liberal community that, you know, in tech in California. And, you know, he was concerned that could have an effect on his job. But what happened was it took him almost 2 months to actually physically obtain the firearm that he paid for.
Unbelievable.
Because in Santa Clara, where he lives, you know, they had the stores shut down there, including gun stores. And the store he bought his gun from is a Sportsman's Warehouse, a chain. But the one that he purchased it from actually ended up closing permanently. And he never got his gun from that store. He had to go to another store in another county in order to actually get his gun. And in California, there's it's a very strict system there, obviously.
Right.
You have not only you purchase the gun, you pay the full amount, and then you have to wait 10 days before you can pick it up, which is obviously very different from most states, but that's how it is in California. However, what I think most people don't understand is that you only get 30 days from when you purchase the gun until you pick it, until you can pick it up. And then if you go over those 30 days, you have to go through another background check.
Yeah.
And you have to wait another 10 days. And so he ended up having, you know, went through, past those 30 days because the store never reopened. And then had to go to another store and then wait another 10 days on top of that to actually get his gun. And then, you know, actually take his first shots.
So this was essentially a 2-month process. Steve, we're getting ready to take a break right now. So I'm going to stop you there. I want to continue about this individual's purchase hassles and then take you down another couple quick roads before we close out this hour of Armed American Radio here on Memorial Day weekend. We got our technology together. We're on a roll now. I could go all night with you tonight. I really could, but we're not. We're going to give everybody a break, but freedom itself never takes a break. That's why we're here with you. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style 3-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At $1 a face mask, that's $1 per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-800- 1-800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios on this Lead Slingers microphone with you. Rough start getting out of the gate. Now we're on a roll. Now I don't want it to end. Now I want to keep going for hour after hour after hour. So we're just going to cram as much in as we can. First off, Defender Coffee, Memorial Day sale. You get 20% off, but it ends tomorrow. If you're listening to this podcast and it's after, this ends on Monday, Memorial Day, okay? But you get 20% off when you shop the Memorial Day sale at DefenderCoffee.com. Use the promo code Memorial Day, right? Simple enough. When you check out, the sale ends tomorrow. Go get you some Defender Coffee. And you know what's cool about that? When you buy the coffee, you get to tell them where you want your portion of profits to go. I give mine to the Second Amendment Foundation, and I get coffee delivered to me twice a month from Defender Coffee. You can do the same thing. 20% off, DefenderCoffee.com. Stephen, welcome back inside the studio. I got to tell you, some of the Facebook comments on the live stream coming in on our Scrapple discussion is wonderful. How are you? Take a listen to this.
Are they all Scrapple fans?
Yeah, a lot of Scrapple fans. Everything right. From the rooter to the rooter. Scrapple is fantastic with horseradish, Troy Reeder says.
Wow. Now,
I've never tried that. Charlie Chambers says everything in the pig but the squeal. A lot of folks up here loving the Scrapple. So hey, try it with some horseradish. I bet that's good. All right, Stephen, let's go back to, in the essence of time, the individual is now, I'm going to guess, 6 to 8 weeks into his purchase in California, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he obviously wasn't able to actually take the gun for quite a long time in there, but yeah.
All right, I'm gonna take a page out of Biden's playbook. If you don't think that's an infringement, you ain't smart. There you go.
Thank you, Jim.
Stephen, go ahead.
You know, the fascinating thing to me about Scott Cain's story is, you know, he was comfortable with talking to me off the, you know, without his full name being shared. And then and he was already annoyed with the process at that point. And mm-hmm. then as it dragged on and he went to buy a gun because he's concerned about the safety of his family. And it's in the middle of an emergency. And it took him almost 2 months to actually obtain his firearm. And he just got so fed up with the process that, not only is he sharing his name on the record now, but he also is considering, you know, running for office to try and change. Like, that's how significant the transformation was for him. And he, after he shot the gun, he said he's completely changed his mind now. He's 100% on board with, you know, gun ownership. And he went out and bought a .357 revolver and a California legal AR. So he went from wanting to ban those guns to literally owning one.
Now, your finding, I'm guessing on this, but I'm not. It's an educated guess because we talk. But throughout the process here, you're finding that most of these folks who have decided, hey, this is an infringement and I'm not down with this, they got most of their information from mainstream media. Now they're finding out they've been kind of duped, right? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I mean, these people, it's not so much that they were completely unaware of the process or even necessarily to have completely changed their minds on all of the gun laws at this point. It's more that they, you know, they underestimated how difficult it is, especially in a situation where there's huge demand like we have. I mean, that's what happened with Scott Cain's cases.
Right.
So it's not normally that's not how even in California, that's not how long it takes to buy a gun. But because of the way the system is set up, it's prone to these sorts of failures in the middle of, you know, high stress times, high demand times. And so, you know, he's got caught up in that, and it made him really mad and made him question a lot of the gun laws, even if he doesn't necessarily hasn't gone 180 degrees on everything, which is what I'm finding with most people. You know, that they had some misconceptions. I know there's plenty of you, I'm sure you've heard this story before, but Michael Cargill, Central Gun Texas, told me he's had people who think that they can just buy a gun and have it shipped to their house, which is a common misconception that I think a lot of gun store owners are hearing. You know, I had Brandon Wexler in Florida, in Delray Beach, Florida. Wex Gunworks. He's had a lot of people who maybe they didn't really understand the 5-day waiting period that Florida has on all gun purchases now. And it's not necessarily that they get mad at him, or even that they get mad. They just they don't know, and then once it's explained to them, you know, it's not as though they start screaming or anything. They just sort of deal with it, I guess. But I think a lot of people are questioning now the logic of these things now that they have to actually interact with them. And it does cut across the political aisle. You know, Scott is you know, he's considering running with the GOP in California, but he doesn't like the president, whereas I had other people who bought a gun for the first time who are huge Trump fans and just and haven't really changed their mind on guns because they were already pro-gun, but this was the catalyst, this event to actually get them to go out and purchase a firearm for the first time. And so I've seen in my reporting at least a sort of a mix. It's not all liberals going out and buying guns. It's not all you know, conservatives who were just going to buy a gun eventually anyway, and they're doing it now. It's a mix of all those people.
And we welcome all those people into the world of gun ownership. We welcome them. We need to embrace them. If you know somebody, and most likely you do, I know a couple new gun buyers now that I am looking forward to working with. You know, this is something that, you know, this might be the impetus for you. Just hear Steven say the 5-day waiting period down in Florida. You know, those waiting periods can be eliminated in Florida. If you have a Florida concealed carry permit, you don't have a waiting period. State of Georgia, if you have a GWL Georgia weapons license, you walk in, walk out with your firearm. That's what happens in a free state. Unlike, and I know many of you, and some of you that are watching the live stream right now, many of you that are watching this program right now on your televisions are in California. You know exactly what we're talking about. You're up against it every single day. So, yeah, Stephen, keep reporting on this. This is important stuff. I think personally that this is big enough that it's going to add to Donald Trump's victory in November. The mainstream press is never going to tell these stories like you are. You're not going to hear this, how people have decided to become gun owners on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN. On CNN, you're just going to watch the Cuomo brothers go back and forth and pat each other on the backs all day long. But this is great reporting, man. Thank you for this.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's wonderful stuff. It's almost as wonderful as that sandwich. Your reporting's great. That sandwich, I think, still has it beat. So believe me, when Stephen Gutowski says it, read it, And if you're seeing the picture, make it. All right. It's that good. All right. Tell me what I've got a question for you. We'll close out the hour with this. We got about a minute to go, so it's going to have to be real quick. Are Northern Virginia indoor ranges open or closed now? What happened? They were open and then they were forced to close again?
Well, the governor here, Ralph Northam, a Democrat, he initially was going to reopen the entire state, but then the officials in Northern Virginia asked him to remain closed.
So they closed it.
He did, and so Northern Virginia Rangers are still closed, including the NRA range.
All right, Stephen, I've got to stop you there, brother. I'm sorry. We'd have to cut out for the hour. I could just keep going and going and going with you. Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon. Make sure to read everything he writes. Remember, next hour, we've got Neil McCabe coming up. Solid hour. Here's the deal. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. You know no self-respecting caveman would ever do it. Don't you be that caveman. Neil McCabe up. Memorial Day weekend. We're now on a roll, and we've got one more hour to go. I'll see you in just a few minutes.
Prescription for Freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. Yeah!